This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Malzy, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken180weightloss.com. And what's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly.
Very kindly.
Mike Tomlin, the last man standing. I mean, on one hand, we were doing a lot of complaining. Doesn't anybody ever change anything around here? And the Pirates and the Penguins have. However, the Pirates didn't go nearly far enough, and man, we were talking to people in the last hour upon the firing of Derek Shelton, and just this. First of all, this is not going to solve anything. Secondly, it may placate some, but people are too smart. I mean, they know the manager only has so much to do with winning in baseball. If you don't have any ingredients. They could have had Connie Mack and Joe Torre managing this team. They might be five games better, in which case they would be, what, let's see, 17 and 21, you know, still headed for 85, 90 losses. And these are the people they're losing. Jim, this guy's name is Jim, texted me about my column today, earlier today, before the Shelty firing, about how Ben Cherington is the worst general manager in the history of Pittsburgh sports. Our three major sports teams across 201 combined seasons have had 44 general managers, and I laid out the case earlier for why Cherington is the worst in 201 years. Jim from Maine says, thank you for the column. Now you should write a similar one about Bob Nutting. Jim, I've written 1,000 similar ones about Bob Nutting, but he goes on to say, good writing, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, P.S. from Bangor, Maine. Is that the capital limits, Bangor, Maine, or is it a different place?
I think it might be. Yeah, it's definitely a big city in Maine. I know that. There's not a lot of big ones there.
Jim says, P.S. I married a Pittsburgh girl over 30 years ago. We live in Maine and traveled back to Three Rivers and PNC every summer with our kids until in recent years the mismanagement of the Pirates became unbearable. That's him and many, many, many others. And that's just flat out sad. And doing things like keeping the manager or firing the manager and keeping the general manager around nonsensically when you have an amateur draft coming up that this guy has butchered 5 years in a row. What are we doing?
It's admitting that you have a problem, but you're not doing everything to completely solve the problem and just wipe your hands clean of it.
Let's take one more call, oh, Limitless Wonder. You're telling me Riley Holsinger is on
Let's
the air?
Go to my, Riley, yeah.
My former student from Waynesburg. Good morning, Riley.
Good to hear from you, Dr. Professor Starkey. How are you?
Good. What's become of your life? What are you doing?
I am currently a sports reporter in Altoona, Pennsylvania, so it's been a blast.
Good for you. How's Tamar Johnson hitting in Altoona, Pennsylvania?
He's doing well. I think Andy Fox will be able to help him out a little bit. He helped develop Mookie Betts, Rafael Devers, Xander Bogart. So hopefully Tamar can be next in line. Jack Brannigan's also looking pretty good, too.
This kid is unbelievable. He's not a kid anymore, Limits. He's a man.
He is all grown up.
And I just came up with an idea. We should have him weigh in every couple weeks on the prospects.
I'd be
down
with
that's really cool with me, Joe. Yeah. I love listening to the show all the time, hearing from you and Limits.
Well, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, so, I mean, this isn't really a topic that I don't think we've talked about in the past hour or so, but with the CBA meeting coming up in 2026, how come Bob Nutting hasn't pushed for this more in the past and pushed for it more in 2026 about the implication of a salary cap? I mean, obviously, he doesn't want to be able to spend the money to compete even with the Milwaukees of the world. So why not try and push for this along with the other small market owners?
Great question, first of all. Second of all, we have to run, and good luck with everything, Riley. And we will be talking to you because from time to time, there's a prospect like Tamar Johnson or a Bubba Chandler rolling through where it's interesting to find out about them. I'll see you, buddy.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chef.
And in the meantime, Limits, there's a very easy answer to that question, I think. Yeah. Why wasn't Bob Nutting on the front lines protesting at the last CBA, let's get a salary cap? Well, Bill Madden, who we're going to talk to this week from the New York Daily News, may have come up with our answer just a couple weeks ago that teams make a lot of money in revenue sharing and other such things. I mean, if things were really that bad, wouldn't they be protesting? I don't hear too many managers protesting. Do you?
No, but they need to.
Goodbye, Limit. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.